Suffrage Art Before Seneca Falls. 19th century American art occupied a unique role on the world stage. Lacking an established art tradition of its own, it borrowed from its diverse heritage while simultaneously inventing a new, distinctly American visual language that was evident in both the world of the so-called high arts, painting, sculpture, and architecture, and in the commercial and applied arts, mass market prints and illustrations, fashion, and everyday objects, as well as in literature. The commercial arts are especially helpful in understanding the cultural perceptions and representations of women, who were often excluded from the high arts. Godey's Magazine and Lady's Book, an influential and broadly distributed magazine for women in the 19th century, is an invaluable resource filled with the kinds of minor arts that were being created by, for, and about women. In 1837, writer Sarah Josepha Hale, figure 4, took the helm as editor of this publication that persuasively empowered women. It was noted for publishing songs and poetry, as well as color tint fashion plates that were featured at the front of each edition. A reflection of mainstream Anglo-Saxon culture, Godey's authoritative voice reached a broad audience, estimated at 150,000 readers by 1860. Song lyrics and poems published in Godey's magazine in the 1840s reveal a desire to define women as intrinsically domestic and as arbiters of goodness. One example is the song Come, Come Away, a social glee or chorus, whose lyrics celebrate the peace of the sequestered realm of the home. Verse 2 reads, "From toil and cares on which the day is closing, the hour of eve brings sweet reprieve. O come, come away. O come, where love will smile on thee, and round its hearth will gladness be, and time fly merrily. O come, come away." It is understood that women, of course, are the stewards of this welcoming world. One assumes that women readers would recognize their homes in these words and might aspire to achieve the kind of peaceful home as the song extols. The messages throughout Godey's magazine, and common to most women's publications in the 19th century, were largely the same. Women were celebrated for their beauty and gentleness, and they were associated with domesticity. Nonetheless, it would be overly simplistic to suggest that all American women filled traditional roles. Many American women distinguished themselves in their work outside of the home, as scholars, activists, doctors, and in other professions. Even well before the 19th century, many women had already begun to question traditional gender roles in their published writings. In 1792, British author Mary Wollstonecraft wrote A Vindication of the Rights of Woman, a seminal treatise of early feminist philosophy. Suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony, who called herself a great admirer of this earliest work for woman's right to equality of rights, owned a copy of this book. Another early feminist, Frances Wright, figure 5, rose to fame in the 1820s when she began lecturing internationally about both abolitionism and women's rights. Although the public debates about suffrage were several decades away, Wright was threatening enough that she became the subject of a satirical cartoon that anticipates the sort of anti-suffrage cartoons that were common later in the century. The cartoon, A Downright Gabbler, or A Goose That Deserves to Be Hissed, figure 6, was most likely published in response to a speaking tour Wright made in 1829. The artist depicts Wright with the head of a goose, gesturing and reading aloud from a book while being watched by a man holding her bonnet. Rather than rendering Wright as composed and dignified, the artist caricatures and demeans her. Although this type of critique of prominent women was common, the suffragists would soon harness this medium for their own means, undercutting the power of their detractors.